It's because you stayed.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to make a video here just discussing this ministry, Torah Life Ministries, and some of the things we believe that people have possible differences with. And I start off by saying I appreciate when people listen to somebody that they're not in full agreement with. If you only listen to people you agree with, you're never going to learn anything. And it's just boasting. And we can't just go out there and look for people we agree with and things we agree with. This is why I watch many videos and I listen to pastors that I don't necessarily agree with everything they say. That's how we learn. But our ultimate teaching and standard should come from the Torah itself and the Bible itself. And I want to talk about some things that people have differences with me about. And like I said, I will never exclude listening to a teacher because I don't agree with some of the things they say. I'll hear what they have to say and I'll take it to scripture. And I think ultimately that's what we should always do, is take it to scripture and prayer, of course. But if in our prayer time, the spirit that's speaking to us tells us something, we still need to take it to scripture to confirm if it's true or not. Now, there are several topics that are widely debated. And those are topics that we need, you know, in time to check them out and see, because some of the topics I mentioned, you know, it's not like my opinion against the world or your opinion against the world's opinions. There's like an equal division on these topics, and then so you have to decide at that point. You know, there's an equal division in these topics. There are scriptures that support both of these sides. Which one you're going to choose? And it's not about which one feels better to you. No, this is not about feeling. This is about which one makes more scriptural sense to you. And you have to decide that. So there's no one out there that agrees 100% with everyone else. Everyone's ultimately going to have a disagreement. And I'll give you an example about this, is the rabbis. People say, well, if you know Hebrew, you know you're missing so much, and if you know Hebrew, you won't have these disagreements. Well, rabbis know Hebrew pretty well, and they read the scripture, and they have major disagreements. So it's not about not knowing the language that these disagreements come upon. It's about we're human. And Yahweh's revealed many things to us, and there are some things He hasn't revealed. And Yahweh's revealed things to some of us that He hasn't opened other people's eyes about as of yet. So it's not about necessarily right or wrong. It's just about where we are in our walk, where our experience of life has taken us, and what Yahweh's done with us, and when He's opened up our eyes about certain things and not certain things. Somebody once said to me, they lost a parent. Their parent died, and they were really down. And I said, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but I can't say I understand what you're going through, because I have never lost a parent. I can't have the same understanding of that. No, I suffered from a personal physical ailment in my life, a disease, when I was younger. I can connect and understand when other people are suffering from particular diseases. Now, if I never had that disease, I can show compassion to that person, but I can't put myself in their shoes. So a lot of these experiences in life will base our view of the scriptures. So we got to keep that in mind. So there are maybe four or five topics that some people might disagree with what this ministry promotes. And let's look at those real quick. And I just want to make those clear, so there's no confusion about what this ministry believes. And again, I'm not telling you not to listen to this ministry if you disagree, but just hear me out. So the first one is the deity of Yeshua. And there are people out there, a good amount of people that believe Yahweh is Yahweh and Yeshua is Yeshua. They are not one and the same. Yeshua is the Son. He is not deity. And there are different ideas about this, but that's what some people believe. I believe Yeshua and Yahweh are one. And I do not believe in the Trinity. And there are many people that do believe in it, the idea of the Trinity. I don't believe in the idea of the Trinity. I think Yeshua and Yahweh are one. And Yahweh is spirit, and his spirit can be with Yahweh. His spirit could be within Yeshua. And they're both deity. I believe that strongly. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Creator is one. I don't believe they're two separate. And some people say, well, how can he pray to himself and all this? He's Yahweh. He can do whatever he wants. And he, at the beginning, they were one, and they always were one, and I believe that. And, you know, I have other teachings, and we can get more into that, but I just want to clarify and let you know. I'm not going to go into great detail on these teachings right now. I have other videos on all these topics, but I want to make that clear. Now, I know many of you might disagree. Many of you might agree with the Trinity. Many of you might agree with not necessarily the Trinity, but you might agree that Yeshua is the Son. That's not what I believe. I believe Yeshua is Yahweh, and there's many takes on that, and it's a wide division. It's not just my opinion against everyone else's. It's a wide division, but I will get more into that. Another topic I talk about often is modesty. Now, these are not light issues, as some claim. I claim these are heavy issues and big issues, and I believe immodesty is sin. And immodesty is evil and is wrong, but it's also something that we need to understand. When I was younger and new to this walk, and even my whole life prior to that, I was a very immodest person. And as I grew more mature in the Word, my ideas about modesty have changed. I think Yahweh has revealed certain scriptures to me. Personal experiences have help my mind more clearly see the issues with the world. Let me give you an example. Is when I fast from food, I see more clearly how addicted people are to food and how they idolize food. But when I'm eating food, I don't see it as clearly. I know it. But when I'm taking time away from food and I see the idolization of food, you just see more clearly. Well, I feel the same way about modesty. Is, you know, when I was younger, I didn't dress modest. I didn't really realize it. But now as I dress modest and I see people defending immodesty, I see how they're making an idol out of these things. And when we look at the topic of modesty, it's not just the clothes we wear or the clothes we don't wear. It's also the face painting and so on. You know, and some people will claim that I'm adding to scripture by because the scripture doesn't give a definition of what we should dress or how we should dress. The scripture makes it clear that nakedness is shameful to our Creator. And right in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, there was when they realized they were naked, they tried to cover themselves with immodest clothing, but Yahweh put modest clothing on them. And all throughout the examples, we see this. When the priests were going up in their garments, steps, Yahweh commanded them to wear shorts under their tunics so their nakedness wouldn't be revealed. Listen, folks, they're called private parts for a reason. And any woman out there that's showing her cleavage or any other exposing the shape of her body where she's wearing skin-tight pants is immodest. And the same thing for men. Men that are walking around with no shirts on or wearing super tight tank tops and shirts and Speedos. This is immodest. And you might say, well, that's not nakedness. Yes, it is. You know, scripture gives example after example. It's not just about not wearing clothes, but revealing the shape of your body is something that's a problem. And the reason why it's a problem is because we're told in scripture, and Yeshua set the great example, is we're supposed to lift one another up and not cause each other to sin. in our weaknesses. And when you're dressing immodest as a woman, you're causing men possibly, just like possibly to lust after you. And some women of the world do this purposely. Some women of Yahweh do this without knowing they're doing this. But your intent does not cancel out the result. And when you're revealing your body, or you're enhancing your face, or whatever you're doing to try to, you know, enhance something that should only be seen by your husband, you can be a stumbling block to others, whether you know it or not. Yahweh made us beautiful and perfect the way He wanted to make us. And for us to say that we could do better is an issue. Dyeing your hair or things like this, or putting on makeup, face painting, all of these things stem from vanity. So we got causing your brother to stumble, we got or your sister to stumble, and we also got vanity issues, which also is some sort of pride. You know, and then people will say, well, do you think that if people wear makeup, they're just trying to seduce men and so on? As I said, some women aren't, that's not their intent, but their intent doesn't cancel out their appearance. And as for face paint, it's, you know, other than covering up maybe a scar or something, it all stems from vanity. We don't need that. So I think this is an issue that people disagree with me on. And like I said, before I understood this and I dressed more modest, I didn't see the scriptures, I didn't see the application of it, but now I see it clearly, the idolization of ourselves. That's another sin of modesty. It's the idolization. So you have vanity, you have causing your brother to stumble, and you have idolizing ourselves, and you also have pride. There's so many things, and some people say that this is a light matter, but this is a big matter. This is a heavy matter, because these are four common things that are wicked. Self-idolization, pride, vanity, and causing somebody else to stumble. Now, there are many examples throughout Scripture that show the dangers of all these different things. I have a lot of teachings about that. You can look more about that. The next one is our diet, the food we're to consume. Now, I look at our original diet in Genesis 1:29. Our original diet that our Creator gave us was fruits and vegetables. And He told us that's what we should eat while we're in the Garden of Eden. But because of man's sin, they got kicked out of the garden, and they had no fruits and vegetables to eat for a certain time. And in His mercy, our Creator told man that they were allowed to eat meat under certain guidelines. But some meats are healthier than others, or some meats are more dangerous than others. And He excluded those more harmful meats, allowing them to eat the cleaner meats. Then when the healthier, when the fruits and vegetables came back, man still decided to consume meat. And today man is consuming meat, and there's the scriptures that talk about against gluttony. People consume meat and way too much meat. So I believe it's our Creator allowed it. So it's not technically a sin, but it's not His plan A. It's not His original intent for man to eat meat. And it was only because of their sin that it was introduced. But He knew we were going to sin. And I'm sure He knew He was going to allow us to eat meat at some point. You know, but we have to decide when these things come which path we're going to take. Even if He allows something, it might not be ideal for us. So I see a lot of people out there that say, well, He said, he never said it was wrong, and it was done in the scriptures, so it's okay for me. But I see those same people say things when it comes to marriage, you know, Adam and Eve, one man for one woman, and it should only be them. But, you know, and they're strictly against the idea of polygamy. But, you know, if you want to say meat is okay because Yahweh never said anything against it and he allowed it, well, technically it's the same thing with polygamy. Now, I'm personally against the idea of polygamy because it just brings more complications to our life that we don't need. And his original plan A was one man for one woman. But it's technically not a sin. So if you say, I see so many people passionate about meat not being a sin, but they're so upset about the idea of polygamy. Well, choose which side you're going to be on. The next, and I got more teachings on these. I'm not getting deep into them. I'm just discussing them of what I believe here. I don't believe in polygamy, but I also don't believe that meat is the best way for us to go. And, you know, I think a vegetarian diet would be better for us. Our temples, to keep them as clean and healthy as possible if you do it under the right guidelines. The next one is the idea of wine and alcohol in the scriptures. I don't see wine or strong drink or anything as beneficial to our bodies. The first three times it was used in scripture, it led to tremendous issues. But there's no guideline or instruction about that we can't eat, drink wine or whatever. It just says don't get drunk. First of all, a lot of people hold on, and I'm going to talk about that next, to what does the Torah allow or what does the Torah not allow or what not say. We have to look at the results and take the examples. But even though the Torah is the guidelines and instructions, there are many examples carried out throughout Scripture, Yeshua himself talking about these things. Now, yes, there are many people in Scripture that drank wine. There are some commandments that even call wine good. However, wine back then is not the same thing as wine we have today. Wine was often watered down historically. Back then, the alcohol content in wine was very little compared to what it is today. And when wine was drinking, the way that it typically was in a watered down version, or sometimes unfermented, it was literally grape juice, but still called wine. However, there were times in Scripture where wine was not watered down and it was fermented fully. And every time something like that happened and drunkenness was a result, there were tragedies all throughout the Scripture, and it talks about those things. So it's never a good thing to toy with Yahweh's things, and when we take things and say these things, it creates a problem. Wine or alcohol in general, especially the way wine is given today, alters the mind, and it creates a problem. And that leads to my next. So I don't believe in alcohol at all. I don't believe it's a good thing. I think we can take grape juice and call that our wine today. It's much safer to do that, and I think we should be keeping ourselves as safe as possible. And then the other thing I want to discuss is marijuana. Some people say, oh, marijuana's in the scriptures, it's good, they use the incense in the altar and it's fine and everything else. No, I think marijuana is, even though it doesn't say clearly in scripture that smoking marijuana is a sin, I think it's a very evil, wicked thing. I think it alters the mind. It's a problem. It's something that no believer should do. And now there are medical reasons out there that I could see helping somebody heal, because it is an herb and herbs are our medicine. But when you abuse the herbs, they can be very harmful, no matter what they are. And I personally know people that have used marijuana from a medical standpoint and have gotten better. And I'm not completely against that. What I'm against is people using it recreational to get high. And the problem is the standards of the government today and everything else have allowed it for medical purposes, but there are so many people addicted to it that are just using it as an excuse, saying they're using it medically. And they're really not. They're just looking for an excuse to get high or something else. And sometimes they try to use the Bible to justify smoking marijuana. So I'm not a fan of any drugs of any kind, because it alters the mind, it weakens the body, and it's not a healthy thing. So that's another thing. Now, in the scripture, 1 John 3:4, it says sin is transgression of the law. And when we look at the word law, it's really Torah, or guidelines and instructions of our Creator, found in the first 5 books of the Bible. And I think all scripture is holy, and technically all the Bible is His instructions and guidelines, or at least stories or situations that revert back to the instructions and guidelines. But Yeshua is known as the living Torah. And Yeshua said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, his commandments weren't any different than the commandments that are found in Torah, but he expounded on them. And some people say he made things clearer, or he raised the bar, or whatever it is. But when Yeshua talked about not causing another brother to stumble, and vanity, and greed, and all these things that aren't necessarily found word for word in the Torah in the same instance, they're still important scriptures that can show us what transgression or sin is and things like this. So as much as I believe that we need to follow the guidelines and instructions and we should not add or take away from them, we have to look at all the scriptures to understand the examples Yeshua gave when it comes to what sin is. Now, with the idea of sin, this is the last thing I'll say here before we end, but I want you to look at my other teachings on all these topics, and if you disagree with me, I'm fine. But you know, and if you don't see this clearly in Scripture, that's okay. You know, because nobody agrees 100% with each other, like I said at the beginning. But the idea of sin is not necessarily automatically connected to our salvation. You know, salvation doesn't come based on if we're sinning or not. Salvation comes based on Yeshua and Yahweh's judgment. So what I mean is, we could sin and still get into heaven. You know, and we could be perfect in our walk and maybe not get in. You know, I don't like to do prophecies and talk a lot about that, but I made a video recently about salvation and judgment day and standing before Yahweh. But if we say that sin will lead to us going to hell or something like that, then we're saying it's more of a works document, a works doctrine. And no, sin is going to keep us under Yahweh's covering and keep us safe from many of the tragedies of this world. It's going to keep us safe from Satan and all the spiritual warfare that we don't have to deal with. But sin in itself is an idea of lack of works. And it's not works that give us salvation, as the blood of Yeshua. So if we do love him, we will keep his commandments, not to be saved, but because we have that opportunity to go to Yahweh and be saved. And I know a lot of people out there might say, well, if we sin, we're unrighteous and we're going to hell. That's not what the scriptures say. The scriptures say Yeshua died for our sins and his blood covers us. That's not an excuse to live in sin like many people promote or think about. But at the same time, we have to look at and not forget Yeshua and what he did for us and why he did it. And, you know, and without him, there's no chance of even getting in that courtroom on Judgment Day and standing before the Father. So we need to get that and understand that. So these are several of the differences that people might not agree with this ministry about. And to me, they are important issues. And with prayer and time, people will have their eyes open and come to see these things. And if I'm wrong about any of these issues, may Yahweh reveal to me and show me. But I see nothing harmful in being as modest as we can be, in not eating meat, in not drinking wine, and in believing Yeshua is Yahweh. I see nothing that goes against Scripture or that it's going to put me in danger by believing these things. And I do see danger in drinking wine. I do see danger in eating meat. I do see danger in believing that sin is a salvation issue. And I do see a danger in believing that Yeshua is not Yahweh. I care about people, and I want you to be as safe as possible and under Yahweh's covering. And I think these issues are not light issues. I think these issues are major issues. And, you know, another thing is the idea of judgment. Some people say, I shouldn't judge. Well, the Bible calls us to judge. How else can we discern? But I don't judge you to tear you down. I judge you to lift you up. And you know, these are extremely important issues. And like I said, there's a split division on all of these issues. I'm not the only one that promotes this, and I'm certainly not the only one that, or somebody's not the only one, if you disagree with me, you're not the only one that disagrees with me on these topics. These have been debated for many, many years, for a long time. And you have to decide what side you want to be on. But just ask yourself that question. Is there anything that's going to put you in danger on any level, spiritually or physically, by not smoking pot, by not drinking alcohol, by dressing modest, and by believing Yeshua is Yahweh? But on the other hand, is there a possible danger by smoking drugs or taking drugs, drinking alcohol, walking around immodest, and believing that Yeshua is just a man? We need to be careful what road we follow and what we believe. So, whether you agree with this or not, I just wanted to make it clear what me and this ministry believes as important things, not based on my opinion, based on what Yahweh has shown me throughout Scripture, that I could back all these up with Scripture. And I have many, many teachings on my websites, about my website and my YouTube page about these topics to get more into it. And, you know, I just pray your eyes are opened about this, and pray about it yourselves, but confirm your prayer in Scripture. And it's just the way of man to try to refute things we don't agree with and so on. Whatever. You decide. You know, if you believe in Yeshua, I'm your brother, and I love you all. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My God, He holds the victory.